Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now, for my listeners, let me ask you a question. Do you know what a chakra is? Yes, you heard me right, chakra. Tell me, can you imagine what it would be like to explore all seven chakras? Well, at least today we'll explore one or two of them. Have you ever wanted to know why psychics are so amazing and so fascinating? Now would you like to learn what happens when you really, really get to know yourself? Tell me, have you ever heard of a book called Getting to Know You, Guided Pearls of Wisdom for a More Soulful Existence? Now would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for today? Now are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to live a more soulful existence? If you can answer yes, or maybe, to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today I'll be introducing you to one of my favorite co-host guest sponsors. She is an author and she is a success coach extraordinaire. She will provide us with wonderful information, inspiration, and some really, really great advice today. I'm pleased to announce that this show is now live on Talk4Media and syndicated on six networks with over 4.5 million listeners to date. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure. So now it's time for you to sit back and relax as you enter the no wine zone. Pour yourself a glass of wine, get some cheese and crackers, and enjoy our show. Now let me tell you about our guest today. She is the official energy nurse, and she works with the human energy system to aid in the healing process and shows people how to use this side of them. She recognizes the energetic system to be as important as the physical body. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the show my co-host, the energy nurse, Carolyn Green. Hi, Carolyn. How are you doing today?
I think warmer than you. How are you? Digging out of the snow?
Well, yeah, we're having a lovely snowfall. Nothing like they had back east, because, oh my gosh, our previous guest, Miles Miller, shared that in Pennsylvania they had over 30 inches of snow. So we're kind of looking at 6 inches, but as we spoke about before we went on the air, Florida's had some pretty amazing rough weather lately, haven't they?
Yes, we've had rough weather. And as a matter of fact, talking about up north, my old neighborhood in New York, I come from the Bronx, a neighborhood called Riverdale, right off the Hudson, on the Hudson River. They had 24 to 26 inches the other day. So they were pretty paralyzed. But they said things went fairly smoothly under the circumstances. But living in Florida all these years, you know, once in a while in Tallahassee, you may get snow flurries. And call, you know, school snow days and everything because it can snow for 5 minutes. But, you know, it really puts a lot of stress on the energy, on the power system and the energy system, actually, in Florida. Sure.
Well, our little town, we've had the kids at school, they've had 4 snow days so far this year because most of these roads are rural and the school buses, they can't let them go out. So these kids, they're all having fun, but at the end of the year, they'll add those days on, so they won't be so happy then.
That's come June. They won't be so happy, for sure.
So fill my audience and listeners in on what have you been up to since your last visit on the show? What's been happening in your life?
I'm very excited. This weekend, I'm going to be part of a very big health expo called the Vacasa Health Integrative Expo in Orlando.
Okay.
So I will be speaking on the importance of the human energy system and biofield in health and wellness. And I will be showcasing my jewelry and book signing. So it's going to be a fun-filled weekend full of classes and a lot of good information and like-minded people. So I'm quite excited about it.
Oh, that's exciting. And that's this coming weekend.
That's this coming weekend. So if any of you listeners are in our Orlando area or in the Central Florida area or North Florida or South Florida, you want to drive a couple hours north or south, come see me at the Vacasa Health Expo. Look it up online at vacasahealthexpo.com. And there's a myriad of speakers and medical doctors and healers and me. And it's just going to be a lot of fun with open-minded people.
Oh, it's something I wish I could. I wish I could be there for that.
I wish I could transport you here quickly. We'd have a lot of fun.
I know. It's just that's right up my alley. I love things like that. Okay. Anything else you want to share?
I'm trying to think real quick. No, that's like that. That's I guess
the biggie.
That's the big thing that's coming. I can only work on one. I work on many things at a time.
Uh-huh.
I was actually asked to be a guest author in somebody's book, so I wrote a short chapter for her and got that up. I got that done, and you know, just marking things off my list in my spare time here. But so I was very honored to be asked to do that.
Oh, that is wonderful. Anytime anyone they ask me to do a testimonial on the back of their book covers, I love doing that. And I love writing Amazon reviews for many of our guests, most of our guests actually have books. So I enjoy doing that. It's a nice way to pay back. We're going to talk.
Have one thing. I just remembered. I have been asked this year to facilitate a group to Cork, Ireland, with a company called Shona Healing Journeys, Shona Journeys, S-H-O-N-A. So listeners, look it up. And to do a spiritual tour through Cork with this couple who are amazing healers and therapists. And we connected somebody online, actually another therapist found me and connected us a couple of years ago. And we developed this great relationship. And sometimes we will work on certain people actually through the internet and we'll work as a team. He's a psychotherapist. She's a hypnotherapist to me. And sometimes people will reach out through websites and they'll work with them and they'll bring me in and we do some amazing Skype sessions. And they actually had started about a year or so ago doing these spiritual tours to the spiritual areas and asked me actually to facilitate. So I may be doing that this year. Let's see, we get some people together and have a really good time. I actually sent a couple of my crystals. They had asked me for some crystals for one of the wells out there and they built a new labyrinth. And so my crystals, they call them my kids, they're my babies are in the wells and I'm very excited about it. Anyway, brought up.
and when will this take place? Do you have a date yet?
They're looking about, you know, scheduled maybe September or somewhere around there. So I'm going to start working up an agenda and a schedule for my part of it. And just put the word out and just maybe get a small group together, or a large group, and come out to Ireland and have a grand old time. With like-minded people and really going to these areas and doing some good spiritual work out there and really feeling the ground and feeling going to all these monoliths. And I'm excited. So.
Oh, yeah.
So
well,
I'm putting it out there.
Keep me and all of my listeners in the loop and keep us updated on the information. Have you ever been to Ireland?
No.
Oh, you will love it. It is a spiritual country. That's all I can say about it. When you get there, you just feel it. It's an amazing place. You will be really in your element. That would be a perfect place for you. It's one of my favorite countries. When I think about. Actually, we went to Ireland and we took our two daughters, Mari, who you know, and our other daughter, Brooke, and they just had a fabulous time there. And what I remember most is that there were so many shades of green throughout the island that I just couldn't believe that in the color chart there were that many colors. And everywhere you looked, there were green, 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 but different shades. It was a fascinating, very spiritual place. Keep us posted.
I will. I definitely feel a connection there for many, many years. And hey, my last name is Green, so.
Oh, yeah, well, there you go.
That's a good reason alone.
That's a terrific omen right there. We're going to take a break, and we're going to hear from our wonderful sponsors. And then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about chakras. As I told you earlier, I've heard of the term. I know a little bit about it, but I'm anxious to learn more. And we'll do that with Carolyn when we come right back.
With over 30 years as a registered nurse with empathic ability, Carolyn Green, a.k.a. the Energy Nurse, is bridging the gap between traditional and alternative medicine. Certified in the areas of energy medicine, life coaching, and as a medical intuitive, she brings to each client an integrative approach to body, mind, and spirit. Her book, found on Balboa Press and Amazon, Getting to Know You, Guided Pearls of Wisdom for a More Soulful Existence, is a channeled journey for clearing the mind clutter to bring about healthier thought patterns. As a motivational speaker, Carolyn brings new light to old issues and is engaging, interactive, and enlightening. With her newly launched The Energy Nurse jewelry line, she brings to you stones and crystals that are not only beautiful to wear, but balancing and healing as well. To contact or learn more about Carolyn, go to www.theenergynurse.com. Every decade had its musical phenomenon. The 1960s had Motown, the Supremes, the Temptations, Martha and the Vandellas, the Four Tops. The exciting new book, Reflections of a Love Supreme, Motown Through the Eyes of Fans by Tom Ingracia, presents 140 never-before-published photographs taken by fans from around the world that tell the story of the people, places, and things that made Motown the music that inspired a generation. Relive the memories of a time when we were all dancing in the streets, and the music of Motown reigns supreme. Reflections of a Love Supreme, Motown Through the Eyes of Fans, is available from Amazon.com. Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back to the No Whine World, the No Whining Zone. We're visiting with my guest, Carolyn, my co-host, Carolyn Green, and she is definitely not a whiner. She is a winner. She is also an amazing, fascinating psychic. She has so many interesting things to share with us. Later, she's going to share a little bit about her wonderful website and where you can get her fabulous jewelry. But Carolyn, let's talk now. Let's do a little bit about chakras.
Sure. You know, we talked about, you know, over the next few shows, just going through each chakra at a time and really starting to talk about the human energy system. Because like, you know, you said in my introduction, is I consider the human energy system as important as a physical system. And I want people to understand why. And That's what I work with, and that's how the whole energy nurse came, because people would say, what do you do? And I'd have new clients, and they, I would explain, this is, I work, help balancing the human energy system, helping you to work and embrace it. And I said, I'm an energy nurse, you know, and so that's how that all came. And then people started to call me that. And so it became very organic, and it really stuck. So we're going to talk about that. And
well, you know, Carolyn, before you go on, share with our listeners the other things you do, too, besides just being an energy nurse. You are an actual nurse in reality, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, and I am no longer practicing traditional medicine. I'm practicing holistic medicine. So I, over the years, I got certified in different things and different forms of it, and got my coaching certification, and basically taking care of people the way that I want to take care of them. I found it over the years very frustrating. You know, when you go to nursing school, you're taught a wonderful, idyllic way of taking care of your patients. You get into the real world, it's very frustrating because it's very hard to carry out everything. At least that's what I found at my, you know, in the time I was practicing, how, what you want to do. Things are very rushed and staffing, you know, staffing. So, and after my third child, I was looking for, to get back to work part-time. And besides working in our own chiropractic practice that my husband and I I was just looking for another modality. And so this is what I was driven to Healing Touch for, the reason why it was accredited by the American Holistic Nurses Association. I could go into a hospital. We learn, we train and certify. We learn to document it, so I can literally do clinical notes in a hospital chart if called upon to do so. And so that really gravitated towards that. And then it just grew. You know, it became so organic for me, and it brought all my abilities together, because I mean, honestly, you know, I remember I was in school and I was taking care of a postpartum patient. She had a postpartum headache, and I went to do, you know, acupressure on her before I gave her the medicine. I said, I'll give you medicine for your headache, but, you know, I remember closing the curtain very clandestinely. So I'm going to just work on a few points, you know, and let me know about a few minutes if it doesn't ease up, and I'll come back timely and I'll give you your Tylenol, whatever. And she didn't need it. And then also sensing things on people. Yeah. But then I worked in recovery rooms, and then I was sensing things on people sometimes before something would happen. And I'd look up on the monitor and everything looked good. And then all of a sudden something would change, you know, and you just kind of be ready for it. And it was able to rectify it very quickly. I've never had any major emergencies, I'm happy to say, in my career, nothing major. But it was hard to keep it, you know, to keep it to myself, because you would feel things on people.
Oh, yeah. And you'd come in. And one of the things I feel about medicine today is that there's a lack of communication. There's between all your different doctors. You know, we had an interview on the show a week ago, and it was about the Cleveland Clinic, where they try to incorporate everyone in the patient's treatment. And that's exactly what you're doing, too, only you're using holistic medicine as part of your therapy and treatment. And it's so I want to share with our listeners that you are receptive to energy, and that your guides, and you are communicating with guides and angels who have made their teachings accessible to you. And we'll talk about that when we share information about how people can get your wonderful book. We've kind of gone off track, so let's get
back to... That's okay. We're giving information, and, you know, we can shoot the breeze. It's going to go where it needs to go. But people do need to understand this. And, you know, if I would go back into, quote-unquote, traditional nursing, I would go to Mayo Clinic and Cleveland Clinic. And as a matter of fact, my sister works for the Mayo Clinic, and that's exactly, you know, it's very similar philosophy, and that you have a team. So it's important. It's important everyone is on the same page. I really talk about, you know, advocacy, and you need to be a very good advocate. And I'd like your listeners to remember that when you're discussing things with a doctor, don't be afraid to ask questions. You know, when I go to a doctor, I write things down just because if it comes to me, I forget. You know, we tend to forget and get a little white coat syndrome. But you need to be happy within reason with your doctor. They have to be receptive, or your nurse practitioner, or your therapist, whoever it is, because you are hiring them. So people, you're in the driver's seat. This is about you. And, you know, you can have great recommendations for doctors, but you have to drive with them on, you know, on some level. And don't be afraid to ask. And always keep in mind, you know, respectfully, that you have hired them. And a lot of doctors and practitioners,
they work for you.
They work for you, and they're there for a reason, and they do want to. And sometimes personalities don't align, and that happens. And, you know, obviously nobody's perfect like that, and we can't be like everybody, but there's wonderful, wonderful physicians out there. There's wonderful surgeons out there. Hey, do your homework. Go for more than one opinion if you have the time to do so, if it's not an emergency, and seek out the people, especially if you can get a referral. But don't be afraid to ask, and don't be afraid to do your research, because you're in the driver's seat.
And the other thing I'd like to include in this is that if you have someone who is ill, someone who is dealing with, you know, so many things like cancer and whatnot, it's so important when they go to appointments that you accompany them, that they have someone there who, as Carolyn suggested, can take notes, write things down, because so many times the patient just doesn't hear what the doctor says. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. We go in with a little bit state of angst, you know, especially in a situation like that. And we get overwhelmed, and we only hear a certain amount. And that, so when you can have somebody there, absolutely, to take notes, because it happened to me the other day. I went to the doctor. I had to go for something minor the other day, and she told me to do something. And she told me to do like 3-4 different things. And I did the 3 things. And then yesterday, like 3 days later, I said, oh my goodness, I just realized I didn't do this other thing she told me to do that can be very helpful, and actually was nutritional. So that's a great point. Have an advocate with you, and it's important, especially if you have a friend or relative that's in the hospital. There's so much going on, so much coming and going. You get very disoriented. A hospital, there's no day or night. You know, things go 24/7. So it's a wonderful thing that you can do, a random act of kindness, to be available for the person if it's possible, and to be an advocate. And these are great agencies that are actually starting up, and there's certifications now for nurses to do this. You know, we are patient advocates, once we're licensed, but now there's agencies to really hire people and train people to be advocates, even if they don't know each other, just like you would hire a nurse's aide. And so this is something also to keep in mind if you need it. If somebody needs it, a relative needs it, there are some advocacy agencies, and just to let you know. So this is another helpful information, even though we're getting a little sidetracked, and that's okay.
But just before we go on to chakras, when back up a little bit, because I'm taking notes while I interview you, and I always take notes because you're so interesting. When you talked earlier about the Skype sessions with 3 of you working together, are you all on at the same time with the patient, or do you take turns?
No, we basically take turns. What we'll do, you know, I've only had this in a couple of instances. The patient can live in another country. There is a website. There's like a global outreach, and these healers help to start this global outreach website. And the site skips me at the moment. The address, I can get that to you. And people will reach out in a safe environment if they're having physical or emotional issues, if they're looking for healers, practitioners all over the world. So it's kind of like a directory. And this team in Ireland does a lot of that work. And then if they felt they had a couple of people that they really thought that I would be able to help, it was right up my alley. And so what we'll do is they'll contact me, and they'll contact the patient, and the patient will give permission. We have to get permission to be able to discuss them, do it obviously in a professional manner. And I'll touch base with the person, and then they know that we're working as a team. And then the psychotherapist will chime in, and we'll each kind of take an assessment, and then create a plan of the recommendations. And sometimes it's a matter of like formulating recommendations to them to go seek certain doctors or therapists in their area. and give them the information that we can give them if they're open to energy work. I will go and do remote assessment, mm-hmm. and I can do that and give them my assessment. But always make sure that they have somebody physical to go to. Or if okay. somebody's really in trouble, we do have enough information to get them the help that they need.
Oh, that's just a tremendous service. Do get me that website. And right now, we're going to hear from our tremendous sponsors. And when we come back, we really and truly, this time, we really are going to talk chakra. We'll be right back.
Come explore with Clyde McCauley the world of the Little Cuties Let's Pretend books with your little one. Imagine the funny, mixed-up emotions of an onion that cries when it's happy. And delight in the giant ears that make a little elephant special. Meet the engaging characters who will inspire imagination and build curiosity in your little cutie. This is where the love of learning is born. So discover the world of Little Cuties Let's Pretend today. The first two Little Cuties Let's Pretend titles are at Amazon and StoryNightPress.com. January Jones presents Drs. Ed Feiereisen and Bob Ruotolo, co-founders of Motive Creations, as sponsors. For those seeking more empowerment and control over their happiness and well-being, you have come to the right spot. MC365 provides the necessary tools and techniques to make your life even more spectacular. Today is the perfect day to start your journey to become happier and healthier. Our mission is to help you achieve yours. Seeking to reduce stress? Start now. Want a better relationship? Start now. Increase your self-esteem? Start now. Do you want more passion in life? Start now. Go to www.motivecreations.com. That's MOTIVcreations.com. From cowgirl to caregiver to consultant, meet Becky Fiola, author of The Elder Care Consultant, your guide to making the best choices possible. Growing up on remote ranches across the western states, she tended to orphan creatures large and small. Later on, that nurturing instinct served her well as the primary caregiver for her late husband. And now, she offers hope and guidance as a consultant to the elderly and their families. When you need advice on caring for an aging loved one, you can find those answers and her book at Amazon.com and her website, www.assistedlivingadvantage.com.
Welcome back with my wonderful co-host and dear friend, Carolyn Green. Carolyn, let's share your website information and also share with my listeners how they can contact you, because Carolyn is very helpful in getting messages to you from the other side, which she's done for me many, many times. What is your website info, Carolyn?
My website is theenergynurse.com. You can contact me through my website through the email. My email address is theenergynurse.com and energynurse.com. Theenergynurse@gmail. Uh-huh. And energynurse@gmail. Either one you can get to me, and or through theenergynurse.com. You can also contact me through Facebook, Carolyn Green, the Energy Nurse. If you like the page, you will follow me. I post channeled angel messages every week or so on there for the last few years, and you can follow me with that along with some other information and tidbits of, you know, health news or events and things that are going on that I will be at. And I'm always looking to connect with my audience and people, and love doing the shows and having people come up to me and, mm-hmm. and just connecting. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. And also another great way of connecting is through crystal jewelry. And of course, yeah. I love your jewelry. Share a little bit information about that for people who are looking for that special, special gift for someone special. And these gifts are one of a kind. Carolyn creates these. These are not mass manufactured in China or someplace like that. This is the real deal. Could you share that information, Carolyn?
Sure. I pick one-of-a-kind stones, and I work with a very well-known jeweler. I've got to give him credit, down south Florida, called Charles Albert, and I've been able to connect with him over the years because I would fancy his jewelry and go to jewelry shows. And I wanted to start, he has a lot of stone and crystal jewelry, amongst other things, and fossils, but I wanted to start my own jewelry line because people would start to know me by my jewelry when I would be out in public and make appearances or even just at work, and they would gravitate to it. But I wanted to pick my own stones, and I had said to him, I asked him if he can help me, and he said, well, how do you want to do it? I said, you bring in the stones from all over the world, and I sit in a studio, and I literally hand scan stones for the highest energy and set them on my body that radiates the highest energy, standing in for the majority of people. And so that, and then I have them set like that, and then we send them down to production. So nothing is, it is one of a kind. I have some new things I'm very excited about, some rose quartz hearts that I have set. And I'm going to be selling them this weekend. Whatever is left, I have to work diligently to get an upload onto my website because I have not had a chance. And as they just came in, and then I'm going to be at the shows. So I'm going to be, I'm going to start to Instagram. I've got to start Instagramming. I have to get with it.
I know. You know, that's well, that's on my list. I have a wonderful gal named Sue B. Zimmerman, and she is like the Instagram guru, and so she's scheduled to come on the show, I think, in March. So I know I need to do that too, and I haven't done that. And I kind of want to do Instagram for dummies.
Oh, that's me. That's me.
And for all of you who are in the Orlando area, if you're looking for some unique jewelry, one-of-a-kind things that you can give as a gift, go to the Health Expo. Carolyn will be there. I just ordered two beautiful pieces for two of my special people in my life, two of my daughters. And as everyone knows me, I like bold things.
And the pieces are beautiful. They're deep. One of them is a very, very deep blue. I'm very excited for you to get them.
Well, I don't know if I'll be able to give them away. That'll be probably a big problem. Okay, let's talk about chakras. There are seven chakras. Let's start from day one and share some chakra information with us, please.
Sure. Okay, well, there's seven major chakras. There's many more chakras. But let's just start talking about energy. And let's just understand that we have a field of light around our bodies that circulate. That field of light, it comes from a soul level. But it also comes from every cell in our body has a field of light around it. Our organs have a field of light around it. Everything integrates from the central nervous system on out. You know, we are we're these human generators of energy. This has been a known fact for thousands of years. You know, over the last since the early 1900s, 1920s, they've actually been started to be able to have make this measurable in labs with magnetometers and photometers, and they can actually measure like the megahertz of light around us. But this is a known fact. And if you can remember, if you're going back to biology in school, you know, even you take a leaf and you would stain it and you'd see a field of light around it. So every living thing has this field of light. It is living and it is part of who we are. And what's so exciting about it and what I get to see almost daily working is not only, you know, the human body has an amazing capacity to heal. It always wants to maintain what we talk about, a state of homeostasis, meaning if one organ or gland is down, you know, another one ramps up and the body's always trying to normalize itself. Well, the physical body does that, but also what's integrated in that is the energy body. And the field is constantly in motion. It's constantly changing. And it was constantly trying to balance itself integrated in the physical body. So I would say, you know, if you just do physical Western medicine, you're going to get results. There's no question. We're not going to do, you know, heart and brain surgery with energy work, you know, but we can create balance and balance within the field to open up the healing process even more because we're going to embrace both of our bodies and you want to turbocharge it. So just like any field of light or circuitry of light or of even just in the normal electrical system, you have shorts in the system. So that makes sense, right?
Sure, so right.
You can have some shorts. So that's what happens in the human electrical system, too. So the word chakra is a Sanskrit word meaning wheel. And we talk about a chakra being a wheel of light, and it's a vortex. And I actually was lucky enough, I could see light around the human body, but when I was in training a few years ago, certifying for this, it caught me and I was like, gasp. I literally saw a chakra. We talked about it, but the light had to be right. And we were training and somebody sat up on the table and I literally saw the chakra, the solar plexus chakra. And it really took my breath away. And I was lucky to see it two times and I haven't seen it since, but I know it's there and I certainly can feel it. And so if you can imagine the chakras, we have seven major chakras, they're transformers of light, they're organs of light, January. So if you can imagine, they're rotating and they connect into the field around us, right? And so that's the main purpose, to be transformers of light. Now the energy within that transformer of light is absolutely fascinating and I learn more every day. But let's just do something really simple, and we're going to do some exercise, a simple exercise here.
Okay.
I don't know if you ever did that, but put your feet on the floor, and listeners, play along with me here. But put your feet on the floor and take some deep breaths. And when I talk about taking a deep breath, take it from the ground past your physical body. Imagine this line of light. And then bring that down from your physical, from the top of your head, all the way down past your feet into the earth. And if you do that a few times, then what I want you to do is I want you to put your hands together.
Okay.
And I want you to slowly, and please let me know. I know when we head towards a break, I'm trying to watch the time and interrupt me.
Okay, keep going.
Yes, I lose myself here. And I want you to put your hands together, and I want you to slowly pull your hands out slightly and then push them back together, keeping your feet on the floor and taking some slow breaths. And listeners, keep doing this. And then open your hands up a little bit more and then push them back together. And just slowly do this for a minute. And let me know if you start to feel, well, January, you let me know if you start.
Okay, I'm doing this.
If you start to feel anything between your hands or not.
I can't describe what I feel. It's just like pulling.
There you go.
Pulling it back.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So not everybody can feel this. I mean, they can, but if sometimes when they can't feel it, means there could be a blockage in one of their palm chakras, which is not any big deal. You know, it can
be. What you're saying that is our bodies with our chakras and auras, we are actually electrical generators, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Our brain.
I get it. Okay. I get it. And also I get that we have to hear from some sponsors.
Okay.
So we'll be right back with the energy nurse.
Rachel Carson wrote, "Spring now comes unheralded by the return of the birds, and the early mornings are strangely silent where once they were filled with birdsong. Little did she know the movement she began would lead to the destruction she envisaged. Announcing the release of John Graves' new book, Broken Wing, Birds, Blades, and Broken Promises. Today's wind turbines kill millions of birds, require backup power plants, are harmful or deadly to humans, have enormous costs. There are alternative wind turbine choices. The wealthiest benefit from wind. We pay higher prices. The story is conservation, the environment." "I've seen dead people," author Teresa Sneed says with a grin. "They've spoken to me." Teresa Sneed writes fantasy, mystery, suspense, and realistic paranormal with a touch of sweet romance. She writes what she knows, full of insight into the spirit world, coupled with a panache for humor. Her No Angels series about angels and demons interacting with the living are simply fascinating. Sneed has three more series as well, from Wizards and Dragons to Witches of Salem. Visit TeresaSneed.com for more information or search for Teresa Sneed Books on Amazon.com.
orgasm long and prosper. Learn the secret of the one-hour orgasm. Experience the dynamic connection between extended orgasm and spirit. Enhance your bedroom skills with precise instruction in the art of ecstatic sex. Become an accomplished lover capable of sexually satisfying any partner. Men, master ejaculation control. Learn how to orgasm without coming. Cultivate sexual energy. Create a spiritual context for your lovemaking. Feel the bliss of full body, multiple orgasms. Learn how to relax in high states of arousal for extended periods. Visit www.howtoprolongsexualorgasm.com.
Welcome back with the Energy Nurse, and I want to share with our listeners that Carolyn will be with us again on March 7th. Now, we're talking about chakras, Carolyn, so, and I understand it's an we become electrical generators with our chakras. Tell us a little more.
So what you felt, you know, what you felt in between your hands is your own field of light. And when you explain this push, this pulling, it's literally, clinically, it's called a biomagnetic pull because the field is magnetic. So what we're going to do is we're going to start just to talk, you know, about the root chakra. So we have seven chakras. The root chakra is all the way down at the base of our spine, and it works what we call with the Kundalini energy. And the root chakra resonates a red tone. The chakras we're taught that they tone to the colors of the rainbow. So we'll start with red, and then the sacral goes to orange, and the solar plexus goes to yellow, the heart goes to green, the throat goes to blue, the third eye goes to indigo, and then violet for the crown. So today we're going to talk about the first chakra, which is the root chakra. So the importance of the root chakra is grounding. It is grounding. It's about being able to love ourselves. It's being able to give love to other people. It does have to also do with sexual energy. It has to do with, especially women, tribal energy, keeping the family together. But one of the most important, it has to do with grounding. And when we talk about grounding, we do a lot of breath work with grounding. We're talking about grounding to the earth core because that's magnetic. And sometimes when we feel a little bit off and in the stratosphere a little bit, we really need to work with that root chakra. So it's building it from the base up. And if the root is intact, it really becomes a little bit of a domino effect. It's just like if the low back is out, you know, it'll kind of go up the spine, right? Things will be a little bit imbalanced. And so neurologically, I've had a good success working specifically well with the root chakra because in musculoskeletal diseases, after strokes, we tend to be, any trauma, emotional or physical trauma, the root and definitely will be shaken. And so that field of light that we have, January, shifts from side to side. It expands, it contracts. It does this amazing dance. And it will be offset. And sometimes when people have come to me, and you've heard the saying, I'm sure I know I've had the saying when I haven't, you know, when something's happened to me, it's like I'm just beside myself.
Right? Okay.
When people say that to me, I take that very seriously because I've literally seen their field shift beside themselves. Okay. And what happens is their root chakra and their basic grounding is off. And when that field needs to be recentered, you know, slowly and gently, but surely. So when they say that they're beside themselves, I take that very seriously. What comes with that sometimes is people will feel a little bit dizzy. They'll feel a little bit like, you know, their head is in the clouds. You know, so this root chakra is a very, very important function. And so what we're just going to do is quickly, we're just going to do a grounding of that just to start start to give our listeners, and each month we'll talk about the different chakras, just to give them some tools. And I will tell you that I've got, you know, sometimes my root chakra was off where I don't know if this ever happened to you, but like I'll be walking and I'll take a step and it almost feels like the ground isn't going to be there. It's really like it's very unsettling. And
okay. I thought that was because I was old.
No. Absolutely not. Old is not an excuse anymore. There's no such thing as old. But at least in my book, there's no such thing as old. So one thing to do is if anybody is feeling like that, is if they're sitting and they can start to meditate, and meditation doesn't, you don't have to go home for, you know, 40 minutes or an hour a day, but sometimes I have to do quick little groundings during my day. And so what I just suggest you do is you could either sit or stand. And when you sit, again, you imagine this line of light coming from the ground and take that breath all the way straight up and imagine red light and any other color that comes through and send red and use your breath, you know, to really focus down into the root chakra, which is down by the perineal area. And then the base of the spine. And to do that for a few times and start to notice if you start to feel a shift in that. And another way, if we feel that we have to clear the root chakra, is to do that grounding breath again. And when you breathe out, you do a really sharp exhalation. And I'm not going to do it. I don't want to blow in your ears. But you're going to breathe out and you're going to really do a sharp, very strong exhalation. And with the intention that you want to clear the chakra of any non-productive energy, whenever you clear that chakra, you need to restore it. So it's like if you have a deficiency, there should not be a void of energy. You're going to clear that chakra, and then you're going to bring in the light, the red light, and you're going to come back down and connect down to the earth's core. So we know the earth has a magnetic core in it, and now they're talking about crystal energy. So not only if you can imagine and taking that line of light down into the earth's core for your grounding, but there's also a, you know, hook into the crystal energy, because if you're visual, you'll really start to sense an awful lot of frequency.
Okay, Before we have to unfortunately go, my next question is, when I wear these fabulous crystals, does that play into my chakras?
Yes. As a matter of fact, if you're blocked, and I've checked people before holding the crystal and not holding the crystal, if they're blocked, it balances you. There's energy in the crystal, and you'll feel better. I had a bracelet. It wasn't mine. Quickly, I'll tell you, is that this gal who does crystal work with bracelets, I have these bracelets. I have a hard time taking them off because, like, I know it sounds crazy, but, like, I take them off, I feel nauseous. Like, I have to wear one on each hand, like, to balance. As crazy as it sounds, it balances.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yes, it does energize.
Well, I know that whenever I have my crystal on, it just attracts people. And I don't know if they can see my aura or what, but everyone's reaching out to me. That's why I love wearing your crystals. And I love having you on the show. And Carolyn will be back with us March 7th. Have a wonderful month, Carolyn. And thank you so much. And have fun at the expo. That sounds like a great event.
I will. I'll let you know. I'm excited about it.
I want to hear all about it next month. To my wonderful listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today as much as Carolyn and I have enjoyed sharing it with you. My upcoming guests are all exciting, eclectic, and especially energizing, just like Carolyn. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful too. I'd love to welcome you to our No Whining World. When you can, sign on to my website, januaryjones.com. You know, we really love sharing our stories, our struggles, and especially our secrets for success. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, dear friends, you need to stop whining, start smiling, and then share our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then you can start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate, and then you can start wearing one of Carolyn's crystals. Again, thank you to my guest today, Carolyn Green. This is January Jones, thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe as we close with music by Sorantos.
Thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.